All right, ladies and gents, welcome back to First Thought of the Day. I'm sitting here in Valley Studio 9F with Mal Dog.
Roof.
Mallory Eaton. And Aaron, the poacher, Ingbrecht.
I'm ready to poach.
The poacher.
When you said all right, it hung on just for a bit longer. I thought you were going to say all rise. I was about ready to stand.
Yep. It's
time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Right.
Time for the service to begin.
Yes. Right
now. So, but no, welcome back. It's good to be back. We're in the middle of part two of our episode.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
All these two-parters.
I know. It's so weird. We didn't have a single two-parter last year.
Is that right? Season one, no two-parters?
I think maybe
you
had one.
What was it?
I don't know.
Music? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Actually, no, I think you just had all one-parters and different guests. But I got to come back.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But Mal Dog's influence here rethink our whole format.
It's because we're so off topic now that it takes us
By the way,
if anybody could have possibly just heard the conversation we just had, by the way, nothing that we're talking about on here is going to make its way, nothing we were talking about is going to make its way onto this podcast right now. But my goodness, you guys would have thought we had some sort of mental disorder. the amount of just
maybe a little bit of a breakdown.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. We can probably skip the catch-up part, I suppose.
Yeah, let's skip it.
It's just been raining, and that's it. That's all it does.
Get into some other stuff, and then we'll rehash the
cool.
Yeah.
Deep thought.
So, question of the day. Go right ahead.
I do have a question. So, in your childhood, did your parents ever discipline you in, like, an unusual way? Like, instead of just the typical grounding, or, like, was there ever some weird punishment that you had to do?
I had to live on the roof for 48 days.
Mm. That sounds kind of normal.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh,
like
man.
A unique punishment that just like wasn't your atypical, you're grounded or take something away.
So we never really got grounded.
Yeah?
And like...
You just never got in trouble ever.
No, we did. But we didn't get like sent to our room. There was too much cool stuff in our room.
Yeah,
like I had.
So it was like a reward.
Yeah, we wouldn't be sent to our room. I think honestly, my parents were awesome. They did pretty standard punishments, but when you said that, something did stand out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was pretty young, and I don't remember what happened, but I got in trouble for something, and then I blamed it on probably like my brother or somebody else, and I said, well, you know, they were doing it or they said to, so I just did it, and it was a poor excuse. And I remember what followed, it stood out to me, was my dad had, like, I don't know, a knife that you would cut a steak with. And he said, okay, if I give you this knife and tell you to cut me on my hand, would you do it? And I was just, like, in tears.
Yeah.
Because absolutely not. No, I would never do that. And he's like, what if I said you need to do this? Well, no. He's like, yeah, you have a brain. Like... And somebody tells you to do something, you got to stop and think about it. Is it going to be?
Yeah.
Are you actually going to do it? So, you know, it's not like he was throwing a knife at me and
that would have been a cooler story.
Yeah,
but I'm just kidding.
But it stood out to me. It was very different, and I was in a puddle of tears.
Yeah, but it stuck with you. I mean, if it's this many years later,
it was unusual for us.
Yeah, but that is an unusual. Yeah. Do you got any good ones, Walker?
Okay, I don't have my parents the same way. I had standard SOP, you know. Nothing. Standard operating procedure.
Okay, there we go. I know. I was like
SOP.
Letters.
SOAP. Soap.
But no, I had. But I did hear a story one time, and I won't repeat who did it. But it was a very famous person, and he was disciplining his son.
Mm-hmm.
He was either the child in the story or he was the father. I can't remember. But he was disciplining his son, and his son had lied to him, right? And said, hey, I'm going to do this. And then he was caught in his lie. And he said, all right, son, I'm gonna whack you across the backside 5 times. That's going to be your punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay. So he leaned over and whacked him 5 times, and the son was standing up, and he whacked him 1 more time. He said, what'd you think? You told me it'd only be 5. It's not good to...
To
not be able to trust.
Driving home the point.
Not good to not be able to trust people, is it?
Yeah.
And it was that wild moment.
Yeah.
When point that taken.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty solid. I always thought about that, but that didn't happen to me. If that happened to me, that'd be a great story, wouldn't it?
If you were on top of a roof and you got whacked.
For 48 days.
48 days. Straight days.
So I have a good one, and I have no idea what I did. I was in trouble many times as a kid, but one time my mom made me learn euchre. And obviously it wasn't a serious punishment.
That is a fantastic punishment.
But I was in
the Eaton family or the Brooks family.
I was going to say. Yeah. But it was like I didn't want to learn it, and I was probably 15 and wanted to go do other things. And so literally she made me sit down and I had to learn euchre, and I still don't know how to play it today. I'm surprised I don't, but
You seem like a...
I love card games. I never...
see you wearing one of those like billed hats, like the translucent hats. It's like red or something up there. And you got like a cigar in your mouth.
That's right. But see, here's the problem is though, Trey's very good at euchre and he knows how to stack the deck.
Well, but that's no fun.
No.
Yeah, well, that's another reason I don't want to play.
I can't
want to
stand
lose.
It when people are like sending signals and all the cheats. It's all the cheats. It's like, do you want to play euchre, or do you just want to like cheat?
Yeah. But yeah, so that was my punishment.
Adore euchre.
Yeah, I love it too.
My wife.
How come we've never played?
My wife.
You're going to teach me, I guess. I don't remember.
Here's what's weird. We got married, and so my wife teaches me, and she's like, oh yeah, this might be just an Alexandria thing, and it's weird.
No, I think euchre is pretty widespread. Yeah.
But I'd never heard of euchre.
Really?
All of our listeners in Switzerland are going to look this up.
Look at euchre. Good luck spelling it.
What is euchre?
Why do?
I don't know why.
What is that Swiss
euchre?
Accent?
What is euchre? My name is Bjorn. That's okay, but
stick to Russian.
It is good. But that was one of those moments that when I learned how to play, addiction.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, Susan and I for a while we would play two man euchre.
Oh yeah.
Take out the nines and tens.
Yes.
And you can play a whole game in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, just boom, boom,
can
boom.
Can you
boom, 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 boom.
Are you guys? Here's the question, because Trey and I are so competitive. We do well on the same team. We don't do so well when we're against each other because we're competitive. Do you guys play well together, or are you a smidge too competitive sometimes?
When we first got married, was probably too competitive at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, I've just...
You handle it better.
I don't even care as much. Mm-hmm. I like the process of playing more than I like about winning.
I can agree. I can... Yeah,
you know, I was just a hot-headed 23-year-old or whatever it was. So,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
My question is a cultural impact question.
There we go.
Is it about the Tiger King?
It is not about the Tiger King, and I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
Which of these two has had a bigger cultural impact?
Sheep? Or no, I'm just kidding.
The microwave oven.
Okay.
Or Barbie.
Oh.
Man.
By the way, part of the joy is finding the randomness to connect these, because those two things have never been.
How long has the microwave been around?
Not long.
I'll say Barbie's been around longer than the microwave, right?
I think it was invented in the 50s, became really popular in the 80s.
Wait, microwave?
Microwave
or Barbie?
Microwave.
And what if you combine the two? It gets really...
I was going to say,
really
the microwave's going to win that one.
It's a little drippy.
So the microwave was invented in 1945.
Oh.
I stand
But when did it become...
Ubiquitous?
When did microwaves become popular? Okay. In the 1970s.
Okay.
So then Barbie...
I know what my answer is.
Barbie. I did too. I know what this is too.
When did Barbie...
I love how both of those actually... They're songs that come to mind.
Barbie was in 59 when it was produced.
Especially the way that you said microwave oven. That there's a certain song that pops in my head.
What is it?
There's a song?
Money for Nothing.
Got to install then, microwave ovens.
Yeah. And then Barbie is, of course.
So when Barbie came out, it was first, it was all basically 1959, 1960s, everything.
I'm going with microwave oven.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think every household has a microwave. Not every household has a Barbie.
But I don't see people redoing their, like, rooms in microwave.
But now they make microwaves that, like, pull out. They're like drawers.
Can you imagine going to somebody's bedroom and it's just all microwave posters?
Little girl, what are you for Halloween? A Barbie. What are you? A microwave.
I'm a toaster oven.
But I'd be an air fryer.
I knew you were going to say microwave.
I think the air fryer craze is kind of past.
Yeah, probably.
We've peaked. What's yours?
I'm going to go microwave. I just...
Ooh, I would have said Barbie for
but a microwave, you're going to use your whole life.
It's the preparation for dinner and...
Well, but like, you're always going to need a microwave. You're not going to always have a Barbie.
Fair.
I beg to differ.
Other than Ingbrecht, he might keep his Barbies forever.
But we're not talking about how...
Cultural impact. Yeah.
Right. Cultural impact.
Yeah, but like you said...
I'm still going microwave.
But microwave has changed the game of like...
It has.
Everything.
It's affected the food industry, which is a monster.
Yeah.
I think you could also argue that Barbie has... I'm going microwave, too, by the way.
You're just playing...
Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
But you could argue that Barbie has changed the way of self-perception.
Oh, yeah. You're right. For sure.
And
you're right.
You talk about a monster mm-hmm. impact. And obviously, that's not alone, but...
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
By the way, brought to you by David Walker.
Nice.
What? Well okay, done, Little Choop.
Little Choop coming through in the clutch.
Because
I love to do these, but it's so much more rewarding. Like last week was mm-hmm. Susan's, this time it's David. It's just, give me one that you think. It's interesting.
I kind of miss him, like, rambling around.
Yeah.
He's busy now.
Every single day.
Doing all the things.
Every single day.
Growing up, man.
All right, are we pausing here for?
Let's go.
Are we diving in?
Let's dive in.
We're diving in.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Dog's Media Minute's gonna have to wait.
Well, I'll keep you on your toes for next time.
Double Media Minute one day.
Ooh.
Maybe Mad Dog's Media 2 minute.
two whole minutes.
All right. So the question that we're coming back to, part two. The original thought was, what is it about time that allows us to develop a deep appreciation for things of the past?
Yeah.
Like, why is that a thing? And I shared some examples of, like, a song that came on the radio, and I was like, oh, I kind of like that. And I didn't even know what the song was. And then the other one that maybe resonated a little bit more was I heard a lawnmower in the distance during the evening, and it was just like, oh, that's so – it's like a soothing noise now, and I don't know that it used to be.
But you know summer's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I shared the one – that I had, this is about a year ago. It was like a wedding reception outside, and I spent some time with some cousins that I don't really see a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it was so enjoyable. We're just walking around outside, talking, laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like that time with family, I have noticed more and more when we do like extended family gatherings, which are more rare.
Yeah.
Like my grandparents have passed away. That used to be kind of like the big magnets that brought people together. Mm-hmm. Those happen way less. I just really enjoy being around my cousins, and I don't get that a ton. So, we were talking about things that we appreciate or that have a lasting growing impact. And I've got another question kind of on the opposite spectrum. But
the other day... So when I was a brand new teacher here, 2001, 2002 era.
I was in eighth grade.
2001, I graduated from high school.
No, I would have been going into
2002. I was in college.
Yeah.
So 2001, I was we are now into our third weight room since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember the old weight room?
The one that it was in previously got expanded.
Okay.
But was there one before then?
Yeah, it was the old one was maybe 2000.
Was it in that same spot, though, before they blasted out the wall and expanded it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was much smaller. Yeah. I mean, it was a cubicle. But
one person could lift at a time. Get there first.
We had three benches.
Yeah.
And that was all. And we had one Stairmaster. And some like racks of dumbbells. That was our weight room.
Wow.
Looking at it now, it's not fair.
If you, any listeners out there, if you have not seen our weight room,
get
it
off
is,
your
it
duff.
Is immaculate.
Yeah, come check it out. Top notch.
If you are a 4-star recruit, come check it out.
Yes. 5-star is also welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going. They're going private school. Let's be honest. Anyway. All right.
We'll still try, though.
Going to Bremen.
Yeah.
So when I was new, I knew no one up here, okay? Nobody at all. And I would go, I'd work out before school and I'd work out after school, okay?
Buff.
And I was in ridiculous shape. And I would go after my morning workout, I would go into the coach's office and take a shower. Mm-hmm. And it's now like Coach Webster's little small locker room mm-hmm. office. He's got a few. I went in there the other day for the first time in a while.
The locker room or the weight room?
The office.
You just randomly wandered into the office.
I came down to work out.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I went in there. And the smell?
Yes.
It's not an unpleasant smell. It's just...
But it's not a pleasant smell.
It's a nostalgic smell.
It's 2001.
Yeah.
When I walk into that room. Yeah. And it was just this, I'm not a dad. I'm not a husband. Mm-hmm. I'm a brand new teacher. I'm 23 years old and I'm lost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing I know how to do is lift weights. So that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a weird moment because I left there smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I left like in kind of the grin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of I can't believe I just time traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smells do that to me too.
Well, I think it's
big time.
Yeah,
I think there's some, and maybe King Mammal can answer this for us. But I think the same part of your brain that processes smell is near your memory, like they're kind of close-ish. Oh, yeah. So I think that's why smell is one of the most connected.
Amygdala in the occipital lobe.
Yeah.
Near the medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I think they're close, synapses, so I think that's why it's such a...
neurons.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
I'll jump on that one, though. One that gets me is the blend of, like, popcorn and gymnasium. That's a good smell.
I'm back in sixth grade.
Well, I'll take it away from smell.
I'm sixth grade every time I smell that. I really am.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than walking into an empty gym... and your first steps on the floor and that little squeaky kind of noise.
Yeah.
That echoes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just, I go player coat. Like, that is the most at-home feeling I've ever had.
All the way lit.
Yes. Sometimes. Yes.
Like, there's two banks of lights not
mm-hmm.
on.
Yeah.
So I had this discussion with somebody today. My classroom is in the middle of the school.
It's in a jail cell.
And so it sounds like rain at times today, but it could have been just the air conditioning kind of, you know,
It was also raining.
It was so, raining.
Yeah, big time. Well, I had someone say, I can smell the rain through the air conditioning.
Interesting.
Oh.
I could not.
Yeah.
But then that got us talking mm-hmm. about when, like in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always at twilight for some reason.
Yep.
It's at 8:45, 9 o'clock. Someone has just mowed the grass, just cut the grass,
yep.
and it starts not pouring rain, but it sprinkles enough
mm-hmm.
that somehow the smell, instead of traveling down, rebounds
mm-hmm.
and starts traveling up.
Oh. Yeah.
That fresh cut grass with rain.
Yep.
My statement today when I said this was, every time that happens, I become 7 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm walking outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in the yard because that's what you do till 9 o'clock when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm. Go out, get your baseball bat, and hit some lightning bugs.
Yeah,
I had. Yeah, I'd get my kicking tee and my football.
There we go.
And just kick.
Yep,
that's what I do. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some of the best. Like, we used to do that. So we had a trampoline, and we would always like just lay out and, you know, watch the sunset or just playing out there, playing to the hose.
Did you guys ever like camp out on the trampoline?
All the time. And then no one tells you like, hey, in the morning there's dew. And then you're just soaked and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I used to love that. Oh, good times.
Yeah. That is good stuff.
And jumping on that with like socks on and it's just sopping afterwards.
Or you about die because it's slick and you like fly off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you become... like fetid concrete.
Man, I'm even just now thinking about the smells that we're going to experience this summer. Mm-hmm. I'm getting excited about
That's how I feel when I get on a ball field. Like when Maisie first did T-ball, it like, because I spent almost my entire childhood playing softball. So it just like,
it was weird. The smell of somebody starting up a charcoal grill.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's happening.
I'd always, my whole life, my favorite season has always been fall.
Yeah.
Same.
Because it's just that, it's like the temperature changes. You can kind of be.
It's beautiful, too. Yeah,
but recently, the leaves don't start to change till like the Christmas tree is up.
Yeah.
And then they just all turn orange for about 45 minutes and then just fall.
Yeah, and everything's
there
dead.
There is no fun fall anymore. But recently, like, we have a magnolia tree.
Yeah.
And we have another tree that smells unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And another tree that smells unbelievable. Recently, I'm really becoming a spring guy.
Are you just huffing trees out there?
I walk by this tree and I...
He's a tree hugger and sniffer now.
I just inhale and then I do it again.
My whole family would like start coughing their brains out. Allergies, perhaps.
I wonder if some of that has to do with the fact that you now live in the northern part of the state.
Quite possibly.
Where winter is oftentimes just so long.
Yeah.
This year, not. It was
no. We had an early spring. Global warming.
Yeah. Last year. Yeah. The last couple of years have been wimpy winters.
Yes. Yeah. Which I'll take.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I had another question. I think I actually almost want to save it for a different...
Some other time?
Yeah, a different episode.
Maybe just ask it. Let's just see.
Well, so we're talking about how things grow over time. Well, I actually had a thought, and I wrote this down as far as like...
It's so interesting. You guys always come prepared.
Well,
you've got
that's
your
who
laptop,
I am.
You've got your
yeah.
laptop. You've got all these notes. I bring a clipboard that I don't even look at.
But I had a thought.
Cranberry fizz drink. What is that?
I knew if I didn't write it down, it would be gone.
Yeah.
I actually looked at it. I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd written that down. So I wrote this down sometime in the last week as kind of like a summary of this. Why is it that this happens? We have a growing appreciation for things. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote down that I think time is a compounding factor in this area. Mm. Like almost like if you put money into a bank account, there's that compounding interest effect.
Mm. Yeah.
I think there's kind of a compounding effect with these scents and these memories and these, I don't know.
It is, you bring up time, and mine, this was my, I walked away on Friday, we walked out to the truck to go home, and I turned to David and I said, "But can you believe that it was just last week?" Again, this was Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
"But it was just last week that we had an eclipse."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels like 3 months ago.
It really does.
Which is crazy because it's also going fast at the same time.
It's so fast.
Yeah.
It's going so... And so it feels somehow like it was 45 minutes ago and a decade ago at the same time.
Yeah.
I said that today about COVID. I was like, it feels like it was like 10 years ago. And it wasn't like there's times that it feels like an eternity. Yeah. And then times where it was like, no, that literally just happened.
Yep.
Like,
it is such a bizarre feeling to have. But I like that idea of compounding, that you grow acclimated to maybe new scents and new sounds and new experiences that you'd never had before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because these trees are in bloom for a couple weeks.
Yep.
And then they're gone, and then it's just the tree again. And then I forget all about it until.
I mean, you
next
can still
year.
Smell it if you'd like.
I can still.
No inhale, judgment here.
Inhale as much as I want.
Just pluck some leaves off and chew them up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now he's eating
that
the
noise
trees.
Again. All right, so here was my question on the flip side.
Okay.
I said, what about the opposite? We or others appreciate something initially, then it becomes an expectation over time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've experienced that all personally.
That is a wonderful one to say.
Where we've done something and it's like, oh, and then all of a sudden it becomes an expectation and it's like, I actually don't feel appreciated anymore.
And
we do the same to other people.
Yeah.
It happens. We live in a society where that happens more or less constantly.
Yeah.
Right? That idea of we are... you show that you can do something, and now mm-hmm. you've got to do it every time.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you're a problem now.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? You think of like coaches,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, like, you think of a team that, like Coach K. Duke, before Coach K, was never...
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, they were, obviously they had a team. They were probably okay at seasons,
sure.
but they were not a dominant presence.
No.
And now, like, let's say he had five consecutive losing seasons. they would fire him
and
get somebody else because they're used to winning now.
Yep.
And it's a wild moment that, boy, we were nothing, right? I mean, like the New England Patriots before Belichick, before Tom Brady. It was just, we were okay. We had some...
Just an average NFL franchise.
Yep, we did okay. And then they became the force.
For 20 years.
And then they, right? they started, he had two rough seasons. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah.
It's an odd, like success almost breeds like that expectation of
imminent doom.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. Actually.
So hit us up with some comments, guys. We were all over the place today.
Yeah.
But it was a fun all over the place, at least for me. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. And we're at that time of the year where kind of everything's all over the place. Yeah. So. Yeah.
But yeah, throw us a comment, send us something on Podbean. Maybe you want, let me see if I can do it today. Throw us an email at ftotdpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, you deserve one
of these. I was really hoping you'd say like yahoo.com. You're like, no, you messed up.
I would say Yahoo even a thing. So.
It's still a thing.
Hey, nicely done.
ftotd@askjeeves.org. Only on Netscape Navigator.
Oh, wow.
At AOL.
Yes. But yeah, it's always fun, guys. We appreciate you listening. We really do. It's really cool to hear people come up and talk to us about it. So if you're a little bit shy, why don't you push yourself out of your comfort zone, leave us a comment, come up
and we can leave it anonymous. We can say, we don't know who this person is.
Just put that you wish to remain anonymous.
Yes.
Yeah, we would say, this is definitely not. Then we say your name. But yeah, tell your friends. It's a whole lot of fun here. But yeah, have a great week and we'll see you next time. Bye.